Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Let's pray for you. Hold hands with someone by your left and your right. Go ahead and begin to pray in the Spirit. Desperate for more. Desperate for more. Let that be your prayer. You're praying in the Spirit. Onto greater levels of intimacy. No distraction, your eyes on Jesus. I am desperate for more. Desperate for more. Desperate for more. Desperate for more. Are you praying? I need a breakthrough, but I need your presence more. I need my rent paid, but I need your presence more. I need admission for my son. I need healing for my body. But I need your presence more. More than all this. Shabalina kaparatus kafrende geberene katash. Laprate geberentas kivenebe kaparatus yata. Desperate for more. Longing for your presence. Longing for your power. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My heart pants and cries after you, as the deer pants after the water brook, to see your power and your glory revealed in my life, as I have seen in the sanctuary. A desperate believer is praying. A serious believer is praying.
I will never be, never be satisfied, so here I am, fill me up with your breath. I can never be, I'll never be satisfied, so here I am. Never be satisfied, so here I am. Fill me up with your prayer.
Just a voice. Just a voice.
I will never be.
From your heart.
Never be satisfied, so here I am. Fill me up with your
prayer. One more time. Let it be an offering from your lips to His Majesty.
Desperate for more. Desperate for more. Desperate for more and more and more. Lord. Desperate for more.
Father, we desire you sincerely. We desire your presence. We desire your grace. We desire to see you revealed in our lives, that we are filled to overflow, and we begin to pour ourselves out as drink offerings, bringing glory to you. This is our desire. Take a minute and just soak in this atmosphere of worship. This is why you came. This is koinonia. That intimacy, that fellowship, a spirit-to-spirit communication. Sabela kaparato siya katabalada. Rapena malapus kabila kaparanya kata. Shabri te nakas kebenef kandus kia paradus kete.
Answers. There are answers in his presence, but much more than receiving answers. There are times you need to throw away your questions and just press into him, because when you find him, there are many questions you will not need to ask again. Some questions are a diagnosis of the absence of his presence in your life, or the absence of a deeper knowledge. He said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and he knoweth me. Sometimes believers make the whole spiritual adventure a journey of receiving things. And don't get me wrong, God is a giver, he is a faithful father. He gave his only begotten son. The Bible says, he that did not spare his son, how much more with him will he give us all things? He desires to give us all things. But how many of you know that you will have little respect for a visitor that is only interested in your kitchen? He will time when you finish cooking and knock the door and say Calvary greetings. When he comes to your house, he's not concerned about you. He's done eating and he says, I will come again. You may love that kind of person, but it will be difficult to have fellowship. Are we together? But when someone comes to your house and says, it's not about food, I came because I love you, I want to know how you are doing, I want to know you more, such a person will have access to not only your kitchen, he will have access to your living room. Are we together? Access to your library. That's what God wants to do in and through our lives. This need-driven pursuit must be minimized, and we must magnify this passion to seek him. That a man can fast, and you are not just looking for answers, you are fasting because you want to know him, to a point that people say, what is wrong? It looks like you have all kinds of challenges in your life. And you say, no, it's not a challenge, it's my passion to know him, my passion to love him. May that be your desire in the name of Jesus. The second thing I want to say before you sit down, and please lend me your attention, despise not prophesying. There was a man who the king in Samaria leaned on his shoulder, and when the prophet said, by this time tomorrow, the man said, no, prophet, you are just making noise. He said, even if God will open the windows of heaven, shall these things be? And he said, as a witness, so that you will not doubt the integrity of God, you will see it, but you will not partake of it. Despise not prophesying. There are people who just talk, not sent from God, but there are people who speak by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And God moves through them to rewrite, to redirect the destinies of people. Are we together now? The Bible says he confirmed the words of his messengers and he performs the counsel of his servants. It's important that we understand this. In 1 Kings chapter 17, when you read from verse 1, there are 24 verses, I believe. And in 1 Kings chapter 1, the Bible tells us about Elijah the Tishbite. And it says that at a point when Brook Cherith was dried, he went to a widow in a city called Zarephath. And a supernatural miracle occurred in that city because her oil was not spent, her bread was not spent, her water was not spent because he made a prophetic decree. Are we together? But did you know that with everything that happened, the Bible teaches us that the woman did not yet have the assurance that this man's word would always come to pass. And then, in the course of time, the Bible tells us that the boy was sick, her only son, and he died. And she began to query the prophet. He was in anger. And when he came, she found him. And then when you get to verse 23, I believe, a miracle happened. Give it to us, please. Elijah took the child, the Bible says, and brought him down out of the chamber. Please listen. And he delivered the boy to his mother, now alive. And Elijah said, see, your son liveth. Read verse 24 together if you are a child of God. One, two, go. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this, I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. The kind of miracle that will stop you from doubting God, the kind of miracle that will stop you from doubting the anointing, I call upon my God to deliver such miracle to you. I'm saying it to one who has the heart to receive. The kind of miracle that will settle once and for all that the word of the Lord coming from the lips of his servant is true. May you encounter such a dimension of miracle. Hallelujah. The Bible oftentimes will say the nation of Israel, that when they saw the supernatural manifestation of the hand of God through Moses, it would say that they feared God and they also reverenced his servant Moses. Most times, because of how casual prophetic words come, sometimes we are tempted to become too familiar. Are we together now? But I'm charging you, despise not prophesying. When a prophetic word comes, it means God has seen something about your life and he has sent that word to bail you out. Whether you receive the sent word or not, now that is up to you. But I charge you by the message of God that when you hear an authentic prophetic word, whether as a revelatory word or a creative word, despise not prophesying. Hallelujah. Are you ready for tonight? Lord Jesus, our eyes are on you to receive. Our eyes are on you to learn your ways. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to feast once again, to eat the hallowed bread of the Spirit. And we pray in the name of Jesus that tonight will be a night of extraordinary transformation. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be gloriously seated. Thank you again for being in church. May the Lord honor you in Jesus' name. Reverend Akila, thank you so much for your presence again. We love and we honor you. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. It's my joy to start a series of teachings for this year. I have taught you in this house the value of the teaching ministry, that the teaching ministry is the primary platform for accessing understanding, accessing knowledge, accessing wisdom, and that when God wants to help a man thoroughly, he does not just give that man a miracle. Listen, please. When God wants to help a man thoroughly, he does not just give him a miracle or a breakthrough. What happens is he connects you to a constant flow of knowledge through the teaching ministry. The greatest way to demonstrate compassion is not to give things, is to be a distributor of light, wisdom. You truly love people when you grant them access to superior spiritual knowledge. Are we learning now? It's good to give people gifts. It's good to give people things, but the greatest gift you can give people, as far as their becoming is concerned, is to grant them access to light. Access to light. Access to light. Superior spiritual illumination. You recalibrate their understanding. You shift them literally through words from one level of life, one level of understanding. Are we together? And they find themselves walking in certain realms of dominion and power and wisdom, courtesy the light of God that has come through you. Tonight, may your portion of light be delivered to you. Amen. Shout amen like you believe.
Amen.
Let me digress for a minute before I go into my teaching. There are three levels of knowledge that every believer must contend for if you want to walk in dominion. Knowledge is not generic in the spirit. The kind of knowledge that produces victory is not generic. I'm seeing fire on people's feet, just flowing people's feet. This is what I'm seeing. I believe by this prophetic, this vision God is showing me, God is saying, I'm giving you direction. Direction. You are in need of direction. For someone, you came to church trusting God for the next step. You have been confused for weeks, for months, not knowing what to do. As you hear the word tonight, by this ministration, may you hear a voice from behind saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, and that way will lead you to your rest in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I said there are three levels of knowledge. Please listen carefully. Knowledge that empowers the believer and brings him or her into the experience of dominion is not generic. And all these three layers are important. Not equally important, but they are important because they add like the ingredients that you need for a meal. The quantity of salt is not the same quantity of, say, rice. Are we together? But they are all needed to produce a very sumptuous meal. This is how it is. I have a separate teaching where we'll dive deeper, but just for your knowledge, that there are three, in exploring the knowledge that produces victory, there are three layers. Number one, and that is the most superior layer of knowledge. The most superior layer of knowledge is called the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. The most superior layer of knowledge any believer can press into is called the knowledge of God. Let me recommend that you listen to a message, part of the teachings over the weekend, the knowledge of the holy. Please go to Koinonia Global, get the message and listen. The knowledge of the holy. There I teach that God can be known. You may also want to add the message, knowing God accurately. So let me recommend these two. If God is still mysterious to you and it looks like you are not able to know him, walk with these two messages. Number one, I repeat again, knowing God accurately. Number two, the knowledge of the holy. And I teach that the most accurate way to learn God is to study his character and to study his nature. Classically speaking, there are three ways we learn God: through the study of his character, the study of his ways, and the study of his power. But the greatest, the deepest, and the richest capture of the revelation of God known to man is the knowledge of his ways. Are we learning? And this represents the highest level of knowledge. When you press to know God, not about him, not around him, not about the realm of the spirit, but God himself, you have truly found life. John 17:3, this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom thou hast sent. Number two, the second layer or the second level of knowledge that every believer must contend for as far as manifesting dominion, excellence, and victory is concerned, is that you must understand the laws of the kingdom. You must understand the laws of the kingdom. This is the second layer of knowledge. We call them the mysteries of the kingdom. And there are a number of them. They are finite, but they are many. The laws of the kingdom are finite. They are not infinite. They are finite, but they are many. Are we together? like studying a course that is very broad. It is finite. It's just that it's quite elaborate and voluminous. There are a number of laws that come under what we call the mysteries of the kingdom. And I've taught a number of them. We've been generous in communicating the various aspects of spiritual laws. Can I list a few for you? The laws of the kingdom. The law of seed time and harvest is one of the laws of the kingdom. That life is governed by seed time and harvest. Knowing that alone can put you in a position of victory. You want to learn more about that? Listen to my message, The Law of Seasons. There I teach, according to the dream of Pharaoh, that there will always be 7 years of plenty. And this is not speaking with relation to things or finances. That your life, the seasons of your life will never be the same. But your results can be consistent if you understand the laws of the season, law of seasons. For instance, the law of faith is one potent spiritual law. If you do not understand how faith works, you will not be able to walk in the experience of victory. Because the Bible says this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. How about the law of relationships? That the heaven of heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth hath he given to the sons of men. And that everything that happens upon the earth is not just God dependent, but man dependent. And to the degree to which you understand human relation principles, to the degree to which you understand the laws of relationship, that is the degree to which you will excel within the cosmos. Remember John chapter 2 and verse 5, 6, 7. How come you have been in this condition for a long time? And verse 7, I believe the man says, okay, John 5, 7. I have no man. That's what he said. The impotent man said, I have no man when the water is stirred. So it's important for you to realize that excelling within the earth is God dependent and man dependent. You need favor with God and favor with men. Luke 5, Luke 2, 52. Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, but he did not ignore men. Are you learning now? I'm just giving you an understanding just to help you. How about the dynamics of prayer? These are some of the laws of the kingdom. How to use prayer as a potent force to correct things, to adjust things, to cause things to align according to God's predeterminate counsel. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:6, Philippians 4:6. It says, let your request be made known unto God. Ye have not because ye ask not, he says. Hitherto you have asked for nothing, Jesus says. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy might be full. Not understanding the dynamics of prayer, a healthy prayer life can leave any believer defeated. Can I give you a few others? The law of honor, that all doors close because of dishonor. Dishonor to God, dishonor to men, dishonor to principles. If a door closes and has remained closed in your life, there is only one explanation. Dishonor. You have dishonored God, you have dishonored his systems, you have dishonored the men who are gatekeepers. How about the dynamics of warfare, still connected to prayer? The Bible does not leave us in the dark as to the fact that we are not alone. It told us while men slept, an enemy. So you are not alone on the earth. It does not hide the fact that there are demonic forces that are determined, in spite of the reality of Christ's finished work, that Satan, as a stubborn and a resilient spirit, has an array of demonic forces determined to thwart the purposes of God over your life and my life. And he teaches us how to resist the devil. He teaches us how to stand against the wiles of Satan. If you live in a world where you imagine that there are no demonic forces, then you may not amount to a victorious Christian. How about the law of diligence? Seest thou a man diligent in his business? I'm showing you some of the laws, the mysteries of the kingdom. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? The Bible says he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. When you find a person competent, when you find a person diligent, this is where you teach on excellence, the ability to deliver, not wanting. Study to show yourself approved, he says, a workman unto God, rightly, who is not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you do not understand the law of diligence, you will never command influence over people. Nobody will follow a leader that is disoriented, confused, with no sense of his understanding, nor where he is going. Are we together? So you need to be competent. Spirituality is not an excuse for incompetence. Life and destiny is vocal about rewarding competence. He said, is there such a man all over Egypt who is discreet and wise as thou? And because there was none, immediately, without consultation, without any thinking about it later, Joseph was exalted immediately. He became prime minister. He said, I am Pharaoh, and only in the matter of the throne will I be higher than you. You know, paraphrasing, as far as the administration of Egypt is concerned, he left it in the hand of Joseph, not minding that he was not an Egyptian. Competence will veto your background. Competence will close every excuse. It doesn't matter what it is. When people say it's because he's a lady, he's a man, because he's from this place, they are excuses that have been enhanced by incompetence. In the presence of competence, you will always be found around the throne. The one who is competent, truly, the gift of a man, the Bible says, makes room. Makes room. It will shift everything until it makes room, and then it brings him before great people. So if you look around and you find out that you're surrounded by mean men, for want of word, one of the explanations is that your life has not compelled that change of status. When you become competent, competence is like a vehicle, it's like a lift. It moves you from your lowly estate in life and brings you before the great. For someone, I'm already preaching. I'm showing you where things are wrong in your life. The reason why, although what you are doing is desired by many, but nobody can come to you, because you are not competent enough. I told you, do not stop developing yourself until you serve kings. That is the end point. If you are not serving kings, then don't stop. You are not yet there. Apostle, I'm a good tailor. Are you serving kings already? Apostle, I'm a good chef. Are you serving kings already? Apostle, I'm a sound engineer. Can kings call you? I'm an interior decorator. Can kings call you? Because the kings are the ones who have the reward that matches your desire. The people in the prison can celebrate you, but they cannot reward you because they are like you. But the treasures are found in the palace. So when through competence you ascend and enter the palace, that becomes for you a place of no return. I'm prophesying over someone. As you submit yourself to being competent in your field of endeavor, in whatever area, in the name of Jesus, this year, may my God push you into the palace where your reward is. Listen, for as long as you do not have the ears, the attention of the king, you will remain a slave and things will not work for you. The reason why changes happen in the Bible was because in many regards, those who sponsored or enhanced those changes were the kings. Esther would not have the power to judge Haman, even though she knew that Haman was working against the program of God. But when the king came into partnership with her, Haman was hung immediately, and that was the end of the discussion. Hallelujah. The little girl would not have been able to remove the head of John. But when Herod agreed with her that your desire is also my desire, even the head of a prophet went for it. Maybe I should give you one last law that, you know, the mysteries of the kingdom. There are so many. The prophetic, in fact. Understanding the role of the prophetic in a man's destiny. You will never truly be able to build anything sustainably if you ignore the prophetic. Ezra chapter 4 or chapter 6 verse 14 or 4:16, help me. And the Bible says the men builded and they finished 6:14. the elders builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they builded and they finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel. God commanded it, but the prophets declared it, and the job was done. Now, imagine the things I just listed right now. These are laws, like the natural laws that we have that science, physics, chemistry, biology has helped us discover. Before we flew any aircraft, the capacity to fly an aircraft was hidden in laws. Are we together? Before we knew how to preserve any food for years and months, the capacity to preserve food was hidden in laws. Everything works because it comes in partnership with a law, and that law has behind it the power of God. I've taught you that there are three levels of God's power. The highest level of His power is that which comes from a place of intimacy. The second level of His power comes through engaging laws. That one is not relationship dependent. It only depends on understanding. You can hate the God of the Bible and have a thorough understanding of His laws, and you will excel. For instance, the pilot that flies you may not be born again. He may be listening to a teaching that insults God, and yet he will fly you for hours 40,000 above sea level, and the plane will not go down. Because that dimension of God's power does not depend on relationship. It is enhanced through relationship, but it depends on the understanding of laws. And many things that happen around the life of the believer within the cosmos, in fact, the life of men, depend on laws. So it is possible for someone to prosper not loving God, not knowing God, insulting the God of the Bible while he prospers, in as much as we understand prosperity from an earth standpoint. Little wonder people look and say, you don't need God to prosper. Well, it depends on your definition of that prosperity. Because you will be learning that there are side effects. If your only engagement with the power of God is from the second layer, laws. Laws only work if demons don't come in. In fact, laws only work if spirits don't interrupt it. The law of gravity will only carry the plane until a spirit chooses to bring that plane down. Are we together? Jesus was quietly going on his boat until a spirit, knowing that he was going to the other side, the land of the Gadarenes, to bring liberty, to bring emancipation, they began to manipulate the wind. The Bible says there arose a storm of wind. And Jesus looked at it and he said, Shalom, be still. Laws have limits. They only work when the realm of the spirit is not interested in attacking you. Vitamins, minerals, six classes of food. Laws that attend to your health. But there are times that even if you eat drugs alone, a spirit can decide that you are under attack. At that point, you will have to go past the layer of laws to a relationship. But I know whom I have believed. Not what I believe. I know whom I believe, and I am persuaded. I hope you are learning already. This year, I don't want you to be ignorant. You must be full of light. This is my goal. This was my covenant with God, that I want a people full of light. Damage ignorance from your life. Don't be the Christian that just guesses, well, I don't know. No, no. I write these things to you that ye may know. I write these things to you that ye may know that you have eternal life. Yes, you have it, but it's important to know that you have it. Hallelujah. The knowledge of God, three layers. My God, I'm still here. You see the problem with passion? The layer, what was the first one again? Let's do a rehearsal. I've not started tonight's teaching. Anywhere we'll stop. Don't worry. I told you I'm digressing to, this is a preamble. If we stop wherever we stop, this is home. I'm not in a conference. So if we stop, we'll share the grace and continue. Are we together? So that the next time I ask you, how many layers of knowledge? Don't look at me as if you came for a conference. I'll be disappointed. Really, not this year. Last year you may be excused, but this year you shouldn't be ignorant. Say amen. that the knowledge of God is the highest dimension of spiritual knowledge that a man can press into. Number two, the second layer is the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom. And then number three, for sake of time, the knowledge as far as expertise and transactable skill is concerned. That means knowledge in your field of endeavor. That's where you talk about your profession, a doctor, a lawyer, a preacher, whatever it is. So you see that what you call secular knowledge, academic knowledge, education as you call it, enlightenment along a field of endeavor, in the realm of the spirit and by ranking, it is the least level of knowledge. So don't just say, I have a master's, I have PhD, I have a degree, I have several. Now that's wonderful. But you will see that in as far as the ranking that produces dominion is concerned, you have not really done well. If all you have is an educational qualification, you've done well in the world of men. But in the world of victors, you have not done well. You have to step into another layer to learn the mysteries of the kingdom. Then step into the highest layer known to man, the knowledge of God. Now you show me a believer that pays the price to know God, pays the price to learn the laws of the kingdom, and then presses to the area of expertise. I show you an indomitable personality. You have found such a person that will bring joy to the heart of God. May that person be you. In the name of Jesus. Now to our teaching tonight, the hidden wisdom of God. This will begin our series. I want to show you tonight how to access supernatural solutions. Please pray in the spirit as you write, the hidden wisdom of God. By wisdom, O God, heaven's gates open up. With understanding, you order the seasons, creating day and night, turning darkness into light, arranging the stars to your pleasing. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, eternity's holy King. Are you ready? The hidden wisdom of God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the entrance of your word gives light and understanding to us. Amen and amen. Are you ready? Let me start tonight by reiterating something I've said here many times, that every believer in Christ is ordained by your prophetic preordination. You are ordained to be a sign and a wonder. You are ordained to be a proof producer. Isaiah 8:18. This is the first point I want to establish tonight. That every believer, that includes you and I, that includes our family following online, every believer in Christ, provided you are in Christ, there is a preordination upon your life. Discovered or not, lived out or not, there is an ordination upon your life to be a sign and a wonder, to be a proof producer. The Bible says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me, we are for signs and for wonders in Israel. We are for signs and for wonders in Israel. The Bible furthermore teaches us in 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. It says, but you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar or special people. This is a very important point that, you know, Apostle Peter is teaching us, that we are not just believers, but as a generation we are chosen, and then we are a royal priesthood, king priest. We are a holy nation, a peculiar people with a mandate to show forth. I've taught you this already in the message Doxazo. You can get that, how to reveal the glory of God, to show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, but he also left us a mandate. And the mandate is to show forth, to display his glory. Are we learning already? So every believer in Christ, that includes you, you have a preordination to be a proof producer, a wonder miracles, signs and wonders person, and it has nothing to do with being a man of God or being on stage, being a pulpit, or you know, carrying the mic and preaching on a pulpit. It is your preordination in Christ. If you believe that, shout aloud, amen. So that you and I, once you come into Christ, for everyone, whoever stepped upon, you know, you came to the front yet declaring the Lordship of Jesus, for everyone, whoever answered to the altar call online or perhaps in secret or any other place, I want you to know that among the many packages you received is that you came into this ordination to be a proof producer. Hallelujah. Number two, God desires for His glory to be revealed in and through the saints. Very simple but profound statement. God desires His glory to be revealed in and through the saints. I have taught you here, and I will repeat myself again, that the end point of our walk with God, the end point of prayer, the end point of fasting, the end point of staying with the word, discipleship, the end point of engaging in every spiritual exercise, is that you become a manifestation of the glory of God in experience. Never forget this. This is God's desire for you and I. Not just to make heaven, as important as that is. Not just to have your needs met, as important as that is. God's ultimate desire for you and I is that eventually and experientially, by engaging all of these forces of prayer, discipleship, the word, fasting, communion, growth, mentorship, and so on and so forth, that we evolve to become in experience manifestations of the glory of God. And I have taught you that the glory of God is a capture of every dimension of God that can find expression in man. His wisdom, His grace, His mercy, His favor. They are all attributes that together are seen as His glory. If you're understanding me, say amen. So in addition to the fact that you have an ordination for greatness, for victory, for dominion, as a sign and a wonder, it is in God's interest, it is His desire that His glory be revealed. The Bible says, until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the whole earth like waters the sea. The whole earth swept in that dimension of knowledge, that your life becomes a personification of the glory of God, a personification of the power of God, a personification of the favor of God, a personification of the wisdom of God. At such point, you become a living epistle, read by many, an open book, a display of the multifaceted possibilities that have been hosted in Christ and transmuted through your life. You believe that? Say amen. Number three, the third point I want you to learn tonight is that one of the major pillars of dominion, fruitfulness, and exploits in the kingdom is wisdom. One of the major pillars. There are at least five pillars of dominion, but one of them, and that's our concern for tonight, one of the major pillars responsible for the dominion of the saints, responsible for fruitfulness, and responsible for exploits in the kingdom is the wisdom of God. Please say wisdom. One more time, like you believe it. Now we go to our text, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'll begin my reading from verse 1. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 1. So one of the pillars that control dominion, if you find dominion at work in the saints, in any individual, in any organization, in any ministry, in any business, one of the pillars that has sponsored that dominion or victory or exploit is the presence and the manifestation of wisdom. We're discussing tonight the hidden wisdom of God. And I, brethren, Paul is speaking now, when I came to you, I came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Next verse. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in so much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. It's the word Sophia. Wisdom that is scientific. Wisdom that is experimental. It's a collation of events. It's like you build a mental algorithm from the activities of men. Are we together? He said, I did not come with that kind of wisdom. I came in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Notice, your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. There is such a description of wisdom as the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Verse 6 now, he goes deeper. He says, how be it? We speak wisdom among them that are mature. The word perfect there is the word mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world. He's contrasting the kinds of wisdom available. And he's saying there is such that is called the wisdom of this world. He says when we are among believers who are mature, that's not the kind of communication. We speak wisdom among them that are mature, but not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that comes to naught. The word comes to naught. Yeah, please go back verse 6. Let me explain that. The word comes to naught there means has potential for failure or disappointment. Comes to naught does not mean it will not work. It works, but that there is no guarantee. There is potential that it can fail under certain conditions. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God. So immediately we see that Paul is talking in this context about two kinds of wisdom. He's talking about the wisdom of the world, that which is being engaged by the princes of this world that has no guarantee, that is experimental and depends on circumstances. Sometimes it works, sometimes it does not work. It says there is the wisdom of God, but that wisdom of God is shrouded in a mystery. He calls it the hidden wisdom of God, which had been ordained before the world. Help me. For our glory. Ordained before the foundations of the earth for the glory of the saints. You have that now? Let's stop there. We'll finish up at a later time, but just stop at verse 7. So Paul immediately tells us that there is the wisdom of the world, that the princes of the world have engaged that kind of wisdom and it's worked for them. There are results to show, but that there is a deficiency living and engaging that kind of wisdom as the only dimension of wisdom you have. That dimension of wisdom depends on too many variables and that it can fail eventually. He simply calls it coming to naught, meaning that it has within the margin of error in engaging that kind of wisdom is so high. There is no guarantee that because it worked for sister A, it will work for sister B. Are we together? Wisdom. So Paul tells us that there is the wisdom of the world and that it has limits and it has no guarantee. Then he now tells us that there is the wisdom of God. He calls it the hidden wisdom. Say hidden wisdom. Follow my discussion. Say hidden wisdom. And he says that hidden wisdom is ordained. It's not a suggestion. There is an ordination on that wisdom, that it is ordained for the glory of the saints. Do not forget that I taught you, expressing the second point, that God desires that all men, believers in Christ, that they become inexperienced manifestations of his glory. And that the journey to making that vision happen is that he has kept a dimension of wisdom called the hidden wisdom of God. And that wisdom is responsible for birthing glory in the saints. If you're with me, say amen. Right? So the wisdom of God, according to Paul's teaching, is superior light. The wisdom of God, according to Paul's teaching, talks about superior strategies. It talks about a superior approach to life. Generally speaking, wisdom talks of the ability to sustain knowledge, intelligence, and to contextualize that knowledge to apply it in a way that profits you. Listen carefully. The assignment of wisdom is to make knowledge deliver. So without knowledge, you cannot have wisdom. Are we together now? Yes. You need to have knowledge as a raw material for wisdom. The assignment of wisdom is to take the knowledge that you have
and build a context around it to insist that you become uniquely victorious on account of that knowledge. So it is possible to have knowledge and lack wisdom. And you will know because you are not ignorant. Yet the result that that knowledge should deliver fails to deliver in your life. At such points you lack knowledge and you lack wisdom. For many people the problem is a knowledge problem. And then for others it is that they are bankrupt of the ability to apply it in a way that profits them. So the wisdom of God talks about superior light. But more importantly, and for sake of our discussion tonight, the wisdom of God talks about superior strategies. A superior strategy. A superior approach to life. Hallelujah. I want us to consider a word, hidden. Please back to verse 7. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 7. The Bible uses a very interesting expression, hidden. For many years, I wondered why Paul would call that level of wisdom hidden. I thought that there was a better way or a better word. He could have called it sacred wisdom, or he would have called it higher wisdom, you know, like he would say the highest heavens or the heaven of heavens. Why would Paul use the idea of hidden for something that God desires to make known to the saints? If God desires all the saints to access that dimension of wisdom, then why is it hidden? He wanted everyone to receive his son. So he did not hide the son. Jesus became the word incarnate. He dwelt among men. We beheld him. And so we could hear him. We could watch him die and receive of his message. But now when it has to do with wisdom, Paul uses the expression hidden. Let me talk a bit about that. The word hidden there means sealed. If you're writing, you may want to write down. The word hidden means sealed. Like you buy a new product that has not been used before. The word hidden there means customized. Please write. The word hidden there means sealed. It means customized. It means not for public. Hidden, customized, not for public. Are you still writing? It means classified. So when Paul uses that expression hidden, this is the idea behind his thinking, that this dimension of wisdom is sealed. How many of you know that if you buy a bottle of water and you find out that it's already opened, something is wrong, isn't it? Because it's unsealed. You are supposed to be the one to unseal it. That seal there for many products is called a seal of authenticity. Whether it's a cover or the wrapping. Assuming you buy a perfume, a very expensive perfume, and the person just gives it to you in a bottle. He says, here you go. It may even be the original perfume, but most likely you will reject it. There needs to be that sealing. So when Paul says the hidden wisdom, follow my thinking please. He's talking about wisdom that is sealed. Wisdom that is unique, is bespoke in its operation. Do you know what that means? That there are times where the dimension of wisdom that comes to you may never be used by any other person on earth again. It is a strategy unique for your destiny. Are we together now? Yes. There is generic wisdom. If you want to open a tab that has a knob, you turn it to the right in most cases and it opens. Anybody who knows how to turn it like that will open. Driving works largely on generic wisdom. There is an understanding of mechanics. That's why billions of people can drive. But there are dimensions of wisdom that are bespoke. That means no two people can be found operating it. It was uniquely carved out for an individual. And Paul says that is the kind of wisdom. It was hidden. Someone say hidden. Hidden means sealed. Hidden means classified. If you understand anything about the military and military operations, they have information that is called classified, meaning it's privy to a group of people for whatever reason, and it's not allowed to be public knowledge, either because of the damaging effect or because it is leading to a further investigation, maybe to apprehend the culprit. And so you have a classified information. That information can be hidden in codes. That information can be stored somewhere. So the Bible talks about the hidden wisdom. It's classified wisdom. That means an unbeliever will not be able to make sense of it, because there is a code around it that the unregenerate person cannot profit from it. Is someone learning now? This is very important. The hidden wisdom of God. So the word hidden means hidden, sealed, not public, classified, customized, not belonging to a general public. Another thing I want us to look at is the word ordain. To ordain does not just mean to smear with oil. To ordain means to legitimize an operation. So when we say you are ordained, not just in ministry, the word ordained in classical English is the word commissioned, the word authorized. Are we together? So if you have been granted access officially, if you have been authorized to use something, we say you have been ordained, because it came in largely as a ministerial word. Most people think of ordination just as oil being poured and someone officially called into ministry. But the idea of ordination means that you are authorized, you are not illegitimate when you engage access. Are we together now? If you buy your car and the papers are given to you and you do your papers, your due diligence, as you enter to drive that car, you've been ordained by the Federal Road Safety to drive that car. You get the idea? That means if the VIO or anyone stops you and says, present your paper, you present to them the basis that I am above 18 as the law demands, I have been trained, here's my driver's license, my papers, everything is fine, and usually, under a normal condition, they should allow you go free. Am I right on that? You should go free. There shouldn't be any long stories. Okay, fine, your papers are fine, because you are ordained to drive. How many of you have seen people, as soon as they see the VIO, they turn back because something is wrong with their ordination, not their skill. Something is wrong with the car. Something is wrong with their driver's license. Or something is wrong with their age. Maybe a young boy just playing with his father's car and he knows they will ask him questions. So when the Bible says this wisdom, there is an ordination on it. Meaning when you access the wisdom, there is a law that the realm of the spirit should not fight you. Are we together now? The moment you lay hold on that wisdom, no principality, there is a law upon that dimension of wisdom that whoever becomes its possessor must manifest glory. Must. It's a law. Provided you find it, you have found your connection to glory, because there is an ordination on it. If you understand me, say amen. Amen. This is powerful. This is powerful. When you find that hidden wisdom, you have found the key to unlocking the glory of God in your life. Until and unless you find the hidden wisdom of God, the glory of God, its manifestation, will be wanting in your life. So the Bible uses two words: one, hidden, classified, kept, bespoke, contextualized for a unique situation and a unique individual. And then the Bible says there is an ordination upon it, that it was ordained before the world. I like this. Let me talk a bit more on that. Look up, please. Do you know what it means to be ordained before the world? This is a display of God's intelligence. It validates the fact that He is truly Alpha Omega, meaning in His mind, based on His intelligence, like permutation, He has already simulated every scenario you can face in your life, and He has taught a strategy for victory for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? Halika paratus yata. Every company has a department called research and development. Talk to me. Let me work with your intelligence now. The assignment of a research and development arm of any company is to simulate conditions. Are we together now? All kinds of conditions to be able to maximize that product or invent products that are consistent with the vision of the organization. Am I right on that? So while the organization is excelling, maybe having iPhone 13, the research and development is already saying, what else can we add? What else can happen? Maybe the phone can fall into water. So they simulate scenarios, water and fire. How do we manage this? The end product of their investigation will be an upgrade of another phone. When the Bible says ordained before the world, do you know what that means? God thought about your life. What will you go through from the day you are born? What can Satan do? What can the attack do? And he kept filing different mysteries. The Bible says he stored it. And then he said you can come. Your mom now gave birth to you. So you are not an accident. There is a file in the spirit that contains strategic solutions with your name on it. No other person can access it. Understand what I'm teaching you tonight. The hidden wisdom of God. It is not generic wisdom. No. You tell another person that wisdom, he will engage it and it will not work. Because it has your name. It was uniquely carved out because of the kind of life you have, the kind of destiny on you. Are we together now? So God called you to be a prophet. And from his intelligence, from the foundation of time, he's seen that coming from the family you are coming from, there will be witchcraft. Coming from the family you are coming from, there will be poverty. And by his intelligence, he began to file solutions. What happens if they don't give him a job because of tribalism? An answer was there in the spirit. The Bible said it was ordained and kept. Ah, follow me. I want to show you a mystery tonight. Kept. Kept. It's not about to be kept. That's the reason why when you are worried and you say, God, why are you not worried? He says, no, I've seen the end. It was programmed before your arrival. Did he not tell Jeremiah? Jeremiah said, I am a young boy. He said, shut up. Before you came, there was a plan already. While you were in your mother's womb, I ordained you already. Everything to make you a prophet is already within the script of your life. As you sojourn, you will encounter the hidden wisdom. Listen, I want to show you by the Spirit why your life is still where it is. And if you understand my message tonight, you will be a sign and a wonder. There are people who look at challenges and laugh at it. And you are wondering, is it that they are confused or they don't understand the extent of the challenge? It's because they know that there is a provision in the economy of God. Before you met the challenge, God already factored that possibility. If God cannot factor that possibility, we can't call him God. He is God because of there is no searching of his understanding. He has already stretched scenarios. Are we together now?
Yes.
It is based on that the Bible says, for we know that all things, you see it now, all things are not caused by God, but all things can work. There is plan A, plan B, plan C. Plan A, okay? The woman marries a responsible man. What if the man chooses as an act of his will to be foolish, demonic, and devilish, and to be a drunkard, and he kills himself, for instance? There is already a simulation of a solution. Are you getting the point now? When you know this about God, you will approach him in confidence in prayer. Because what you are about to present, you will now know why God says, I still want you to talk. Your talking does not inform God about what is there. His wisdom has already captured that problem before you were born. And an answer was already waiting. Someone say, my answer is already waiting. Comfort yourself with that word. Say, my answer is already waiting. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute and then we continue. Something is happening to you. You are learning the ways of God. You are accessing authority by the power of the Holy Spirit. Shabrekete balanta sabrakete balakatos. Kratekete balanta siveneke parantos yata. Rakata barateke berete sui. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, don't forget what I said. That there is an ordination on that wisdom. You remember? There is a commission on that wisdom. That whoever becomes its possessor at any point in time, that person's life should stop being ordinary. It's a law. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your past. It doesn't matter your age. There is a law in the spirit. God puts that law. That's what it means to be ordained. Not the ordination is not just on a person. The ordination is on that hidden wisdom. That if at any point in your journey on earth, you are able to tap into that wisdom. The law mandates the realm of the spirit to respect the fact that you have found it. And that every obstacle must give way. It is a law. For instance, there can be a law that if you hold an ID card, let's say you're a military man and you're about to access. How many of you know that when the military people are stopping people to check, there are certain people they may not be able to check because there is a law. You don't know the law, but they know it. That certain personalities by reason of trust have been exempted from certain things. Are we together? Either by a badge they are wearing, or a code that they speak, or a way they behave, or a way that they dress. So you'll find out that the military people, there are cars that are lined up, and then someone comes and passes, and it's not necessarily injustice. They are respecting a law. How about a bullion van carrying money, maybe taking to the bank? You know they will not join a long queue because of armed robbery and other things. So there is a law that once the people are carrying the car, by the time they are shunting lines, it's not injustice because of what they are carrying. So while you are angry, saying, look at these people, unfortunately, it's your ignorance talking. There is a law because what they are carrying is the treasure of the nation. They are allowed to overtake. Are we together? Now, like that bullion van, the moment you start it with that wisdom, the law kicks in that anywhere you see this man, clear the way for his family. It doesn't matter how long the queue, it doesn't matter who is failing or who is succeeding.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahweh, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahweh, we worship you.
Please sit down. This revelation is going to change your life. Just listen to me. Please remember the bullion van example. I need your mind to work with me as I show you something now. So there's a long queue. Remember, 30 cars, 40 cars, and everybody's patiently being checked. Put it down. Let's check your light. And then all of a sudden you hear a siren coming from behind. And then because the officer has been mandated, when he was getting the mandate, you were not there. When he was doing the training, you were not there. A code was given to him. And there is a way of verifying the car without having to stop them. The code has been given to him already. And he can know that this one is not fake. And he salutes the bullion van and the people there. And they wave him while you are angry. It is not the car. It is something it is carrying within it. There is a law that connects to what it is carrying. It is not the vessel. It is something that has come upon the vessel. And the realm of the spirit. Listen, listen, listen. Listen. One thing I know this much, is that there are times that the police or the military, and this is the limited knowledge I know, if for any reason a criminal is trying to escape, they have an intelligence system where in one moment, is that true? They can send a word to all the checkpoints and everywhere. Am I right on that? Most advanced nations, including Nigeria, have it. So be happy for Nigeria. We have it and it works. Yes, sir. It works. Don't be careless with your car, but it works. It works. Look up. Let me have your attention. Are we still in church? So a foolish thief steals and he's running. And you don't necessarily find officers pursuing the person. There is already a code. And they send it within a moment. And everybody gets the signal. And all of a sudden, you will see a barricade where there should not be a barricade. And you are angry. You don't know it's because they are responding to an intelligence. Are we together? That is the same way while you are running through life and destiny in arrogance, you will find a barricade somewhere because there is no law that prohibits them. They say, where are you going? Your father, this face looks familiar. Your father, when he was 30, he tried to cross this road. There is no authorization, unfortunately. And so you mark time there. And while you are marking time, your family members or someone else can be marking. You are angry, but that is the law. As stubborn as the officer may look or the spirit may look, they are obedient. And later you hear a siren. Written on that siren is koinonia. Clear the way for me. Clear the way for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. That bullion van, it may be young, but it's carrying something ancient. It's called the hidden wisdom. And all of a sudden you find barricades moving. And with a salute, please. Here is your destiny. Here is the open door. Ordained for our glory. Do you believe what you are hearing? I expect exemption in my life. It's not an arrogant statement. I have been implicated by something that left heaven and entered me. So don't play with that word ordination. There is an ordination on that dimension of hidden wisdom. So someone who came from a poor family, a dejected family, wondering what will happen to my life, what is my life going to be about, suddenly you access that wisdom and you find out that things begin to move at a frequency that is not human. And those who do not know that a law was triggered in the spirit, whoever is the bearer of this substance of wisdom, don't attack, don't fight, because God himself put that law. Please be seated. Now, the purpose of this wisdom is to help the saints manifest the glory of God. Write that down. We need to dive deeper now. The purpose of this wisdom is to help the saints manifest the glory of God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. The purpose of this wisdom that Paul calls the hidden wisdom of God, the classified wisdom of God, that which is privy, bespoke to an individual and his destiny. The Bible says it was a formula ordained, kept to insist that the glory of God be revealed in your life. 3 and verse 10. 3 and verse 10. Three together. 1, 2, go. Come on, Koinonia, you should be excited about your life already. So shout. 1, 2, go. That now, unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. The word manifold means multi-layered. The manifold wisdom. Remember, the Bible says the wisdom that is of God is not known by principalities or the princes. That if they had known that, they would drop the one they have and they would have embraced a higher dimension. Are we together? Now, why did God create this kind of strategy? Please listen, let me have your attention now. Why did God create this system that man must necessarily encounter this hidden wisdom for his ordination to speak and for the glory of God to be revealed in experience? Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23 has the answer. It is an inherent problem with the fallen man. This strategy you see was a manifestation of the intelligence of God to correct an intrinsic problem that is within the fallen man. This is the problem. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Do you know what this means? This is an honest admission. That every man, it doesn't matter how sincere, you do not have within yourself the ability to put every variable that produces victory consistently. Eventually you will fail because you are human. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man to direct his steps. I don't know what other versions will say. I'm sure that they will give another expression. But this is what I want you to see. It is not a man to direct his steps. Now, Read NLT. This is where we thank God for these modern translations. Shout it with understanding. One, two, go. That our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our course by ourselves now. It's not within your power. Listen, if you are to choose and select the various scenario that leads to victory, you will make wrong choices because you will see them only through your optical eyes and from the lens of your limited plans. You get the idea? But the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts or the plans that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good or peace and not of evil to bring you an expected end. But for you to get to that point, it's already kept for you in prophecy. To walk in that manifestation, you will have to follow the script of God. Running your life by your own self, trying to achieve God's result, is a waste of time. It's like using a Toyota engine, for instance, to drive a BMW or a Mercedes-Benz. It may be an engine, but it's not compatible. God will not just give you a future and allow you to choose your way of getting there. No, sir. It doesn't work that way. If a student wants to become a medical doctor, he must submit to the training manual. Are we together? In a few weeks now, maybe a few days, we'll be in London doing the School of Ministry, the first edition of School of Ministry UK. And we have already about, say, 1,750 students that have qualified for the School of Ministry. Now, every one of those people is coming to be trained. They are not coming into the lecture with their own manual. No. Are we together? By the mercies of God, we have an idea of what they should become. Our idea is, number one, paint the picture for them, who you will become at the end of that training. Then number two, submit yourself to the intelligence of the tutor. So sometimes you will hear teachings that will fight what you already know. The question is, what you know is what led to the results you are now enjoying. You will need to hear something beyond what you know to achieve a result beyond your scope, beyond your realm. You get the idea? So God says, my ways are higher than your ways. You have ways, but they are lower compared to me. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. It says, as far apart as the heaven is from the earth. You know how far that is? Even if it's just the first heavens, the atmosphere. So the ability to submit your ways and embrace the ways of God, he captured it and encapsulated it in this mystery called the hidden wisdom of God. This is the flaw that is in all men, that men do not have the ability on their own to make the wisest choices always. Man is limited in knowledge, and many times the challenges and the situations in life can present themselves beyond the ability of the man to solve it. The way of man is not in himself. The way of the businessman is not in himself. Look up, please. If you had asked me now, from this standpoint, looking back, say, the last 10 years, or maybe 15, are we together now? If you asked me, would you want to do ministry this way, following this formula? If I were given the ability to invent my own creativity, perhaps I would have been dead. The idea of koinonia would not even rise. Because if I were to design the path to birthing this prophetic word, even though I had seen it in prophecy, but the strategy to make it happen, consistent as God intended, it is not in me. You get the idea? No matter how well-intentioned, a parent can desire a great child, but the strategy to make that child great is not in the parent. No. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. A CEO can desire to build a company, to become a global conglomerate, but the Bible says the way of man is not in himself. That means the variables are too many. One day you will consider a factor that looks profitable and you will lose. When you watch the equation of men, there are peaks, are we together? And there are valleys. They are a testament of the way we think. There are times we get it magically right, for want of word. I mean, your life just is like permutation. You get it so right, and then the very next decision becomes about the most foolish decision in your life. And unfortunately, some decisions can be zero. 10,000 times zero. Recall Matt. What is it? Zero. Someone said one. How do you say one? Not in Koinonia. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Who is learning? So it is not in the way of man. How many of you know that if you spend your time farming, maybe farming an acre, 2, 10 acres of land, and then you get a bumper harvest, you stock everything, and then your van, simply because the driver was not supposed to be the person driving it, do you know he can drive all that harvest into a ditch, and that's the end of it? It was not a problem of lack of productivity. Just one of the factors, are we together, went wrong, and your entire harvest is cancelled. That's how life is. Trying to run your life by your own formula, you can get it right for 30 years, and by the 31st year, you will fail in a way that will cancel all the 30 years' achievement. It is the reason why those who walk with human wisdom can look like models for years. Are we together? And after many years of placing your confidence on them, they disappoint you in such a harsh way, because the way of man is not in himself. The way of man is not in himself. Now, in Genesis chapter 30, from verse 1 and 2, let me show you the limitations of men. Remember the story between Jacob and Rachel, one of his wives? When Rachel saw that she bare no children, listen, the Bible says she envied her sister and she cried unto Jacob. He said, give me children or else I die. She was telling her husband. Verse 2, look at it quickly. Let's look at it. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. What did he say? Am I God or am I in God's stead, who has withheld thee from the fruit of the womb? You know what Jacob is saying? He's saying, I've done my best. I'm just using that as an example. That means if I had the power to stop these tears, will I not do it? That is the limitations of men. Are we together? There have been times, honestly speaking, where I have prayed for people, and even as a man of God, sometimes you are almost frustrated because your passion and the outcome that comes from you does not match. You pray for someone, and I wish it was everybody I prayed for that got the miracles as instant as they got it. We are still pressing. We're in the school of the Spirit. And I know that one day we'll attain that height where we'll reach the standard of Jesus of He healed them all. You believe that for me? Say amen. Are we learning now? Yes. But I am saying that men at their best are limited. Jacob became frustrated. And he said, what is the meaning of this? If I could do better, would I not do it? There are times a wife will look at her husband and say, please, can't we move to a bigger house? And the man says, do you not see my passion? While you are sleeping, I'm awake. You think I'm awake for nothing? If I could do better. There is no glory in such a life, because the wisdom connected to that glory has not been delivered. Scripture number 2, just to buttress on a point. In 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 7. So the story, when you read from verse 1, was about Naaman, the captain of the Syrian army, remember? And the Bible tells us that when they captured the slave girl, she later on would tell her maid and then to the king that there's a prophet in Israel that is able to heal Oga. And then he meets the king of Syria and he writes a letter to the king of Israel. Are we together? By the time the letter came to the king of Israel in verse 7, the king read the letter and he rent his clothes. And he said, am I God to kill and make alive? You know the content of the letter? I hear that there's healing in Israel. Heal Naaman. In other words, if you don't heal Naaman, we're coming back. You know, they came back earlier on. So he's saying, if you don't heal Naaman. And so the king said, you see that this guy is just using this to look for trouble. He said, am I God? Even great men, kings, admitted that they were limited. am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover the man of his leprosy? But the man who had tapped into wisdom that was beyond the earth said, King, don't cry. Let the man come. There is a strategy for his leprosy. It will not work for any other person, but it will work for Naaman. Come. Let me validate that I am a prophet. This is not a pastor's conference. But the real proof that you are prophetic is not in prophesying. It's in downloading wisdom. You see that now? Wisdom that becomes a bespoke strategy for people's calamity. It is proof that you have access to the intelligence of the Spirit. Imagine if Naaman was going to use his brain to select how his healing had been programmed to happen. Do you think he would ever consider the Jordan? That even after they prophesied to him, the guy was angry. And he said, there are other rivers, cleaner. Why won't you send me there? Why will you take me to the Jordan? But that is the strategy ordained for you. For someone, you see, I'm going to be connecting you to something now and you will learn why sometimes God will give you a unique instruction that is not for anyone. You are tapping into the file that is connected to your destiny. That is the reason why there are times you don't generalize instructions. It came to you uniquely to solve your unique problem. I cannot mentor a young man of God and tell him, because God told me, carry your messages, put online, send it everywhere. You would do it and it will not work, because it's not part of the script on how God will announce you. But for me, it came as the hidden wisdom of God. The foolishness of that instruction. You see how it works? That's why you will hear stories like, God told me to come out of my house and stand near a junction. And as I stood near a junction, I suddenly saw an old classmate. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, my brother, I'm even standing here. Maybe I should just die. And he says, come and collect a house tomorrow. Now, you see, when you look at that story, you will not have two of its kind. Because what happened was a manifestation of the hidden wisdom of God, ordained for the glory of that person. You get the point? That's why copying things blindly because someone testified it without revelation will end you disappointed. And you will think the people are lying because it came for them as a rhema, the wisdom of God customized for that person's situation. Are we learning now? Pray in the Spirit again in 1 minute, and then I share with you the dynamics of accessing this wisdom. Now that you know what it is, now that you know what it can deliver, please pray that you do not lose focus. This is where Satan would want to steal out on your concentration. Pray with all your heart, zeal and passion.
For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom.
Listen, I can honestly admit to you that even as a man of God, a man of prayer, and a man of the word, there have been many times in making decisions that move this ministry to the next level, I was at the edge of making decisions that probably would have taken this ministry 10 years backward. Hallelujah. Yes. There have been decisions I cannot begin to tell you, but these are decisions that are connected to the advancement of this ministry. And sometimes God just programs wisdom, and that wisdom becomes a bailout. I've told you one of it. In 2013, I think it was. I mean, it was at a point where ministry was doing very well. And I had just a strong desire in my heart. And people began to encourage me. In fact, I recall that time, there were a group of women who were praying in Abuja that Koinonia should come to Abuja. I mean, what is, if you have intercessors already calling you, is that not a Macedonian call? You see how Satan works too? He will tell you, respond to the Macedonian call. Don't let the people die. And I was even considering it honestly. could this be the moment? Expansion. The first time that temptation came was after our crusade. I think that should be 2007. It was a great crusade. And the PFN then, we organized it in partnership with the PFN. And when they were done, the pastors met there in that place. And they told me, they said, look, don't leave us like this. Come and establish a branch of the ministry there. It looked like breakthrough. I would have said, my God, I didn't know it would happen this fast. And then I went to God in prayer. Pray about everything, oh. Pray about everything. When you become too confident, it's a sign that deception is close to you there. Go back and pray. If you have not sought God and you come with blind confidence, you are about to fall into a ditch. Are you learning already? I remember I went to pray and these were the exact words I heard. That if I moved at that point, I would die. It looked like a threat, but now I know God was not lying. I didn't have capacity at that time to have done that. Not necessarily because it was evil. I would not have been able to manage the complexity of ministry at that level. The wisdom of God. Fast forward 2013. I said, okay, let me just pray and consider. And here he comes again by his wisdom. This time around, the wisdom came through a vision. A plane, written ENI on it, left Zaria gallantly. No problem in the air at all. It was when he was about to land. The thing crashed like a piece of paper. I didn't need to pray again. God, I hear you. I won't be fooled. There was no amount of prophecy. It's the reason why I struggled with God for 3 years to finally leave Zaria. Because I remember that plane crash. Are we together? You don't want to make what you saw in your dream that is not good come to pass. No. But when it was time, he said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. For someone, this is a prophetic word. Allow seasons to fully come. Don't rush. It is in your destiny. But the timing is as important as the prophecy. You can have a correct prophetic word and miss a wrong timing and fail as if God were not there. When the day of Pentecost was fully come. Hallelujah. Now, how do you access this wisdom? Number one, how do you access this dimension of classified wisdom that comes as a unique strategy ordained for your victory? Number one, accessing this level of wisdom depends on your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Write that down. This realm of wisdom is a spirit affair. It's beyond science. It can use science as a tool. It can use sociology as a tool. It can use human wisdom as a tool. But it is none of them. This wisdom is a dimension of spirit interaction. John 16, from verse 12 down to 15. Jesus began to speak about the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit comes into the picture. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Koinonia, listen. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come? He's not an idea. He's a person. He will guide you. You see that now? He will guide you into all truth. Jesus is speaking now. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever ye shall hear, he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's go to verse 8. Let's make progress now. I stopped initially, but now I want to continue. The Bible says, the hidden wisdom of God, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known that there is such a level of wisdom, they would not have wasted their time crucifying the Lord of glory. Verse 10. Hallelujah. Someone say good news. Shout it. Let your destiny hear. Say good news. What is the good news? Write it down. And please listen. That eye has not seen. This is beyond the realm of science. Ear has not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man. The things which God has, I told you, is prepared already. It will not be prepared. Your tomorrow is prepared. Your next year is prepared. Your assignment is to align with the script and not guess. Prepared in prophecy. prepared for them that love him. How does it manifest? 10. But God has revealed those prepared things to us by his Spirit. By his Spirit. For the Spirit of God searches all things, yea, the deep things. Another name for that hidden wisdom is called the deep things of God. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Verse 12. 12. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, read with me, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given. That we might know the things that are freely given. That we might know the things that are freely given. So accessing this level of wisdom that translates as supernatural solutions, are we together? Bespoke answers that attend to your life, advancing you like a lift to a realm of glory, is a spirit affair. If you ignore the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you will never be able to function in this dimension of the hidden wisdom of God. The richer your relationship with the Holy Spirit, the healthier you are in cultivating intimacy with the Holy Spirit, the more you are able to access this wisdom of God. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit has a unique mandate to all believers, and among his assignments is to guide you into all truth, to take that which is in the heart of the Father. That means the Holy Spirit is the authorized dimension of the Godhead that can open the prophetic file of your destiny. Are we together now? That when you are saying, Lord, I'm confused, I'm standing at this point, my life is not going forward, when you begin to engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit, he knows God called you into ministry. He knows God sent you to Abuja. He knows that now your dad is gone, maybe your mom is gone. He knows that there are no helpers around your life. There is already a provision prepared for your glory in spite of the tragedy. There is a way you engage him that he begins to search the file, because you see, the file is not in heaven. The file is in the heart of the Father. That's where the library is. No other entity on earth has that simulated factors placed. It is resident within the heart of the Father. The angels cannot search it. They can only receive instructions to deliver it. So the Holy Spirit searches the heart of the Father. Okay, Joshua Selman, 2025. This is the strategy to move Koinonia to the next level. And then he downloads it. And if it finally delivers, the end of that encounter is glory. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So how we access that wisdom, number one, understand that accessing this level of wisdom depends on your relationship with the Holy Spirit. When we challenge people to build a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit, and I'll show you how, it is not just to make you a fanatic or to make you, in quote, more spiritual. It is that he's the official links man to the wisdom of God. Number two, how do you access this wisdom? Knowing that the Holy Spirit has the ability to search the mind of the Father. Are you learning now? The second key to accessing the wisdom of God, the deep things of God, ordained for your glory, is that this dimension of wisdom is released on an on-demand basis. On-demand. The wisdom does not come by default. It answers to a request. It is on an on-demand basis. If there is no demand placed within the earth from a hungry heart desirous of it, the file remains closed. The wisdom is communicated and released on an on-demand basis. That means it is a level of wisdom that comes only when there is a call and response. Are we together? It comes as a response. If there is no demand from the day you are born till the day you die, even if you die a failure. You see that now? You will go before God and be angry and say, God, you couldn't have designed such a wicked, mean life. And he says, no, you just did not access your file to be opened. There is something there for you. My God. Imagine somebody sleeping on the bridge or sleeping under a bridge. That person has a destiny ordained for glory. In the script, imagine the pain that is in the father's heart. Please don't feel insulted, but let me tell you the truth. You see that there are things not working in your life. If you were to look at the father in many regards, you will see him bleeding, saying, only if you know the things I've written, if you can find what I've written, you will come out of that tragedy in a moment. And in the name of Jesus, welcome to the season where you find it. Please look at me. When Jesus walked upon the earth, you know why he quickly increased in wisdom? Because if he did not find that wisdom, even as the word incarnate, he would not finish his assignment. When he found that wisdom, the Bible says he went to the temple and he said, there's something I need to find out. Give me the scroll of Isaiah. And he found there where it was written concerning himself. And he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled. Every time Jesus would ask, the Bible would say, to fulfill that which was written. To fulfill that which was written. To fulfill that which was written. This is what his life was so accurate, because he mastered walking with the script. To fulfill that which was written. They brought him a woman who was caught in adultery. In the very act of it, watch the wisdom of God. They said, this woman was caught in adultery. Remember, Moses said in his law that such a woman should be stoned. What do you say? If you are a prophet, you will not negate or contrast any other prophet. And by the time you say stone her, you have agreed with us that what we are doing as the scribes is correct. And Jesus kept quiet. There are times I've taught you yes and no will still land you in trouble. At such times you need the wisdom of God. No, if I came as a pattern man on earth, the intelligence of the Father must have simulated this kind of scenario. There is an answer. And an answer just came from heaven. And he said, all right, I have an answer for you. He that does not have sin should cast the first stone. And the Bible says that answer was so impactful from the oldest to the youngest. And one by one, they dropped their stones and they left. He looked at the woman and said, woman, where are thine accusers standing alone? You see that now? And she said, I don't see them. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and see no more. I'm sure those guys will return back home and discuss with their wives and say, come on, this guy, bah, we will have to kill him. You see why they were angry? What do you do with such a man? Is it not to kill him? Don't blame them. A man that you cannot do anything around. There is an answer to every question. Then they said, kill him. When they now heard that man that died, the whole story of his dying was to bring many sons to glory. Satan said, even the dying itself was wisdom. You see that now? That when Jesus gave up himself, I can imagine Satan dancing and saying, what I could not do, I was casted out of heaven. My God, I got it this cheap. I never believed that Jesus would give him. I thought we would fight. Kill him quickly before he changes his mind. And as they nailed him, you can imagine hell. You can imagine the scribes. Satan is saying, I will finally, this key of David. And then, when he said it is finished, scene one, all of a sudden there was a stranger that entered Hades. And Satan said, what is going on here? That death was a transportation system. He followed a vehicle to hell. The hidden wisdom of God. Listen, when God keeps quiet and it looks like your enemies are prevailing, keep quiet. The movie is not over. There is something God is doing. Now, I'm not just entertaining you. I mean what I'm saying. Stop complaining and say, what kind of father? There is a script. Be patient. There is a script too. there is. That's why the Bible says give thanks. Because your mind is too small. I know you lost your father, your mother, but don't worry. Could it be that the wisdom of God has incorporated that thing? Now, God's script is so powerful. Anything can be added to it and it will not spoil the script. Movie directors, there are times when you design a movie, you cut out certain parts because they don't reflect the central theme. Am I right on that? You have to cut certain parts, but not God. Anything, add it. Satan's attack, add it. Your failure, add it. You just add it. This is how intelligent he is. He is not threatened by any other thing that arises, including your own disobedience. The prodigal son's father was a type of God. He already factored the rebellion of the son and he had already put measures in place. So even when the son left, he knew that all hope was not gone. Someone shout, there is a way out. Say it like you believe there is a way out. After tonight's teaching, you will never be hopeless again. I tell you, never be hopeless again. God does not cause the tragedies you see, but his intelligence has factored in. There is nothing that happens that God says, I didn't know. No. The prophet gave us a picture like there were things God did not see. It was their error in understanding. But the Bible says there is no searching of his understanding. He has factored everything you are going out right now. He knows. He has factored what happens if by February your rent is not paid. The answer is already in a file in the heart of the Father. Those who understand this live indomitable lives. Daniel knew this. And the king said, come, if you won't tell me my dream and the interpretation, you would die. He said, no. That dream, if it came from the profiting of God or the kingdom, there is a representation of that answer in the heart of God. Give me time. Give me time. When Daniel went, what Daniel did with God, and the Bible says, then the secret. Now we say, then the mystery. Now we say, then the strategy. And Daniel came out and said, King, sit on your chair. I have an answer. How about Joseph? You see, all those who reigned, we only look at their results. We do not see that they were functioning by a script. Joseph saw the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars. God knew that the brothers might hate him. It was already factored. So while the guy was in the pit, sold for 30 shekels, he didn't know that prophecy was still acting out. Listen, it is the reason why at the end of your life's journey, you would think it was God that caused the disaster. He didn't cause the disaster. He did something with it like an ingredient, and it still worked out. So when you look at the script of your life, everything led to everything. For we know that Nigeria's situation, Africa's situation, for we know, this is the orientation of a believer. For we know that even what seems like tragedy,
you take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it for good. Turn it for good. You take what the enemy
meant for evil
and you turn it for good.
You turn it for good.
Sing it one more time.
You take what the enemy
meant for evil and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Please be seated. So wisdom answers to a call and response. Number two, answers to an on-demand basis. That means there must be a cry for this wisdom. It won't come just because you need it. It will come because you demand for it. God must test your seriousness. The file is too expensive to be opened for a lazy person. God loves you, but your hunger must reach heaven that I am willing to live my life based on your script. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call unto me. Call unto me. Koinonia, call unto me. Joshua Selman, call unto me. Body of believers, businessman, call unto me. What was his promise? I will. How will I answer? I will. Another name for the hidden wisdom is great and mighty things which you do not know. Don't try to know, you don't know it. It's not yet within the scope of your knowledge. Don't even try. Call unto me. Are you learning now? Father, how is Koinonia going to move to her permanent site? There is a way. The permanent site is in his script. The same way when we came to Abuja, you're seated here, God already factored it. Moving to the next place, God already factored it. Your being a landlord is already factored. What you do about the spirit of death attacking you is factored already. But you must call on to him. You see that now? Shamarato siata. Lord, answer me. Show me. Open my eyes. Now notice. Please keep that scripture there. A matured believer's prayer is not, God, is this how my life will be? No. There is an answer. Just show me. It is an issue of seeing, not the possibility of the answer. Are we together now? Let this be adjusted in the place of your prayer. Somebody said there is an answer. A prepared answer. Say there is a solution. A prepared solution. Say there is a way out. A way out already. God is not scratching his head wondering how you will come out. No. There is a way out of the pit already. In the place of prayer, your cry is to receive the strategy that has been allocated to your victory, to your deliverance. Are we together now? He said, when you call unto me, the way I will answer is that I will show you. Someone lay your hands on your eyes. Say, Father, show me. Shout it again. Say, Father, show me. Say it again. Father, show me. Place your hand down. God gives you a project, and the amount for the project is 1 billion, 10 billion. And you are saying, hey, no. There is an answer already in the script. Now, if you try to guess your way, you will fail in that assignment. There is a way. Where will I pay my child's school fees from? Wrong prayer. Father, there is a way. It was not my making that I'm a widow now. Or it's not my making that I do not have a job now. Father, show me, open my eyes. And he will honor you. Because he says, call unto me. Someone say, I will pray. You see that prayerlessness is an attack from Satan to stop you from accessing the wisdom connected to your glory. And there are people who pray, but they don't pray with this understanding. I never go to God in prayer hoping if there is an answer. I know there is an answer. My business with God in prayer is to allow for the delivery, not whether or not there is. There is what to do with Koinonia for the next level. It's in the heart of the Father. Thank God for a connection with the Spirit, because he that is joined to Christ is one Spirit. And therefore I have access to this grace by faith. Call unto me. Call unto me concerning every issue. You see, the Bible fights anxiety. It says, be anxious for nothing. You know why? Because your anxiety is proof of unbelief. It's a sign that you are not aware. Listen, your anxiety is an insult on God's fatherhood. Because you are saying God was not responsible enough to prepare your arrival for your arrival and your excelling. So it says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, it says, present your request. Present it. Present it. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. The barrier between you and sight in the spirit. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Just sing that part one time.
Spirit break out.
Take away that veil in the spirit. Let me see.
Break my walls down.
Hey.
Spirit break out.
James chapter 1 and verse 5. Let's learn from Apostle James. If any of you discover in your life that glory is not being birthed, James is diagnosing your condition. That the moment you find out that the glory of God is cast in your life, the manifestation of it, no result, stuntedness, no progress. He's saying, let me save you shadow boxing. It's a wisdom problem. You have not received the hidden wisdom of God. He said, ask of God, who giveth all men liberally, and will not mise, will not spare. And James leaves you with a promise that it shall be given unto you. Shall be given. You want to know the next chapter of your life? The strategy for the next season? Go to the place of prayer knowing that the strategy is already there, prepared before your arrival. Your assignment is to stay with God. What is the next step? And thou shalt hear a voice from behind saying, this is the way, businessman. This is the way, man of God. This is the way, politician. Walk in it, and you will find rest for your soul. I hope you realize that is the same admonishment that Paul was giving us in Ephesians chapter 5. He said, walk circumspectly as what? Walk as those who have received that wisdom. That means, listen, those who access that dimension of wisdom, they make minimal mistakes in their lives because their decisions are superior. They have learned to distrust their instincts and their emotions, and they walk by the frequency of God's wisdom. It may not make sense for a long time, but you will see the wisdom of God play out. Hallelujah. Number three. What is the third key to accessing this dimension of wisdom? Are you ready? This dimension of wisdom, the hidden wisdom of God, is released by engaging the tripartite combination of prayer, deep worship, and meditation. Please take note. This level of wisdom is transported from the heart of the Father through the Spirit to your spirit, to your mind, to your experience through the tripartite combination of heartfelt prayer, deep worship, and meditation. This is how we access that wisdom. Heartfelt prayer, praying in the Spirit, deep worship. You see that now? When we encourage people to stay in the place of prayer, it's not for a religious purpose. As they worshipped and prayed, the Holy Ghost said to them, separate me Paul and Barnabas. Separate me Paul and Barnabas. There was no other way they would know that that was the next instruction. Listen, even when Saul became blind, are we together? The Bible says, although he was blind, he knew that this is not the end of me. He kept praying. And whilst he was praying, listen, the Lord came to Ananias and said, go to the city that is straight to the house of Judas. You will meet one brother Saul there, for he prayeth. I hope you know that Ananias kept arguing and said, God, I know this guy, he's caused a lot of problems, he's killed people. I'm praying for you. May your helpers not argue with God on your case. I say from my heart, may your helpers not prolong your pain, prolong prophecy by arguing with God. That God said they should step in since 2023, and they are there arguing, Lord, I hate this family, and they add 2 years to your pain. The man was talking with God and he said, God, I want to go and heal this man, but I fear that he will still become a threat. And said, no, I have chosen him. Go. I've heard of the evil he's done, but that I have chosen him, a chosen vessel to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings. Finally, Ananias comes to the house of Judas and he looks at Paul, maybe angrily so. Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, who appeared to thee in the way as thou camest, he has sent me that thou mightest receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost, because your assignment will require wisdom. You are a Pharisee, but it's not just this wisdom of the Pharisee. So I have two assignments: to open your eyes and then to impart upon you the Holy Spirit, who connects you to the wisdom of God. And he did that and left. Fast forward a few years, Paul begins to speak, and you are saying, what is this? Peter said, this thing this man is saying, bah, even though we were mentored by Jesus, but these sayings are hard. Let me tell you Paul's secret. Ephesians 3:3. Paul began to make defense of his apostleship. Read it as loud as you can with me, please. 1, 2, go. In fact, I like to start from verse 1. Permit me, please. Verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Verse 2. If you have heard of the dispensation of grace which is given to me. I didn't invent it. I downloaded it. Given to me for your sake. Verse 3. How that by revelation he, the Spirit of God, made known to me the mystery, as I wrote in few words. Verse 4. It says that when you read, you may understand the basis of this wisdom that is being displayed. Verse 5. I like this. Which in other ages was not known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. Now you jump to verse 10. The end point of all of this is to the intent, verse 10, to the intent that unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. Listen, notice that in 3, 4, 5, the mystery started with apostles and prophets, but the whole goal was the church. So the apostles and the prophets were supposed to do to members what Ananias did to Saul, to open their eyes and grant them access to the Spirit of grace, so that they now, with unveiled face, beholding, they can become changed by that wisdom. Do you understand this now? The tripartite combination of prayer, deep worship, and meditation. Please don't forget this. Deep worship, prayer, meditation. You access this wisdom sometimes by being still, haven't prayed. The Holy Ghost begins to brood upon your mind. It's not a waste of time. Let me tell you this. This is what psychologists think. They call it the unlimited power of the human mind. They are not exactly wrong, but they are not right. It is beyond the mind. It is the Holy Spirit breathing upon your spirit, because the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit comes as that fire. And the moment that fire is lit on your candle, what happens? The lost coin becomes found. The coin is in the room, but I don't know where it is. I know that that answer is somewhere within my vicinity. I don't know where it is, but my spirit is like a candle. Once there is no fire, there is darkness in the room, and the Holy Spirit comes and lights that candle, and with it he begins to search your finances, search the script of your destiny, and reveal to you like a download, this and that and that is God's desire for you per season and per time. If you're understanding me, say amen. Amen. Now, write this down. The hidden wisdom of God provides prepared answers to any issue of life. The hidden wisdom of God pro- provides prepared answers to any issue of life and delivers to the saints a way out of every situation. The hidden wisdom of God provides prepared answers to any issue of life, any at all, and delivers to the saints a way out of any situation. Again, say there is a way out. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Everybody read it as loud as you can if you've been understanding my sermon so far. Ready? 1, 2, go. There hath no temptation taken you but that which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. He says, but with every temptation also make a way of escape so that you are able to bear it. There is no mountain standing before you right now that you cannot surmount. The intelligence that attends to it is already in the heart of the Father. It can be drawn by the Spirit of the living God in a place of dedicated prayer, praying in the Spirit. You see, when you pray in the Spirit, you are priming. It's like you are regurgitating something that is locked up within your spirit. And then worship, soaking in the glory. And the Holy Spirit begins to move as a creative spirit, dropping things in your mind. It can be a scripture, dropping things in your mind. He can say, call this brother when you are done praying. It doesn't make sense, but that is the hidden wisdom of God. It has arrived for you. Are we together now? Lay your hands on your stomach and pray. God, but I'm preparing to come for miracle service. You will disobey it, you will be surprised. Lay your hands at that point. You see that? Oh, what should you do? Sow a seed. Lord, I have just 5 naira. Sow it with understanding. Okay? I sow it in anger. And then all of a sudden, doors begin to open for you. And someone says, come on, this your life, bar. I don't understand. They are right. Because it's wisdom beyond the realm of human understanding. Are we together now? I've shared with you a very interesting story that one time God gave an instruction years ago. And literally, not much, but he said to empty the ministry account. Not much. And I knew it was God. It came as a rhema word. And then we just obeyed God. And in 1 week, what God did in 1 week, till eternity by the mercies of God, will not recover from. 1 week. Hallelujah. I know somebody, true story. Now, I believe it's true because the person shared it. I didn't verify, but it's a true story. That he got up in the morning and God told him that whoever comes to wash his car, he should give the car as a seed to the person. This is a true story now. And then somebody, not this driver or whatever, someone who just felt, he said, based on what they said, in the place of prayer, that God gave him an instruction. He said, get up in the morning, go to so-so-so person's house, and go and sow a seed of washing that car. True story. And the person just came, why are you here? And he said, I came to wash the car. I said, no, you can't do this, please. We are contemporaries. I have driver. I said, no, God instructed me. Please let me do it. He said, no, God instructed me. And as he was washing the car, the man stood there and was watching him. When he finished washing the car, he said, all right, I'm done. I want to go. And he said, hold on. You have obeyed God. Let me do my own obedience. He carried the key. The man stood there and said, no. He said, God did not tell me they will give me a car. He only said I should obey. The man now said, me, God told me that whoever washes that car, he should take it. True story. Now, listen. That is the reason why people who are not of faith, when they see those kinds of things, they say it's just church manipulation because it does not make sense. The usual way to get a car is to get a job, work. Are we together now? Depending on what nation, you could get it on credit, or if you have money, or at least somebody helps you. But it is unusual for men that a man gets up in the morning, 30 minutes later, you are returning with an SUV as a first car. What do you think will happen when your colleagues see you? How did you get this car? It was a gift. Because you can't go through the elaborate story and they say gift. Let me tell you this. Get ready for surprises this year. Get ready for surprises by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. If your life is the same as unbelievers, what is the value of the Holy Spirit in you? If your life is the same as unbelievers, what is the value of the word that you know? If your life is the same as unbelievers, then any of them, you can preach to them and they can preach to you. What gives you the edge is that you have tapped into this dimension of wisdom. For someone, the reason why God kept you in the company he kept you is not because he cannot give you your own job. He wants to do something to reveal his glory. That you will go back home and think out an easier way. The Bible calls it witty inventions. They are not scientific inventions. A download of the intelligence of the Spirit. Alien to the realm of men. God can teach you to profit. Doing business and profiting are two different things. Having a job and profiting are two different things. God does not just teach you how to do business. He teaches you how to not fail. He teaches you how to profit. Are you learning? The hidden wisdom of God provides prepared answers to any issue of life, and it delivers to the saints a way out. Please rise up on your feet. I want you to make a confession right now, and then we'll pray. Participate. Please participate. You're going to shout everything I ask you to shout convincingly. I wrote this by the Spirit. Are you ready now? Shout it. Say, there is always an answer. Say it again. Say, there is always an answer. Say, there is always a way out. Say, there is always a solution. One more time. There is always an answer. There is always a way out. There is always a solution. Turn it into prayer. There is a way out. There is a way out. Rejoice not over me, my enemies. Over that school fees, there is a way out. Over that housing issue, there is a way out. Over that ministry issue, that health issue, there is a way out. The prayer right now is to tap into intelligence beyond the realm of men, but there is a way out, and it's been prepared already. The way to influence, prepared in the heart of the Father. The way to manage any crisis you may be facing, there is a way out. Believe this, believe this. The way to increase in finances, in righteousness and integrity, there is a way out. The way to have the healing, there is a way out. The way for the ministry to work, the way to manage the complexities in your family, there is a way out. Koinonia, pray. The hidden wisdom of God, the deep things of God, the great and mighty things, the hidden wisdom of God, calls it the deep things of God. They reside in a dimension beyond science. Bespoke strategies, customized for your victory, customized to produce solutions. Hallelujah. Listen. The foundation for accessing wisdom is the study of Scripture. But you will not find written in Scripture certain answers that are tailor-made to your unique situation. You will not find a place written in the Bible directly that tells you what to do in Abuja to prosper, or how to make ministry prosper in Abuja, written like that. There are general spiritual principles. But to answer and attend to the unique situation in your life, You need the classified wisdom of God. I like to call it that. The word hidden does not do justice to what was in the mind of Paul. So for the word hidden, call it classified. Call it privy to the saints. Are we together? Classified.
Oh, wisdom has come. Oh, wisdom has come. Oh,
listen,
redemption has come. Oh,
prophesying to you, I'm not singing. I declare to you,
your way out has come. Oh.
Bring back a testimony that you became a millionaire, I will not be surprised. Bring back a testimony that you carried unusual anointing, I will not be surprised. Bring back a testimony that you did something that ended 100 years of backwardness in your family. I will not be surprised, because you are tapping into superior wisdom. Come back next week and tell me you became a director. I will not be surprised. Come back next week to tell me you got the visa. I will not be surprised. To the believer, there is always a way out. To the believer, there is always an answer. To the believer, there is always solution. Listen, there's one prayer point I will give you and we'll wrap up today. I made a commitment to end by 9 and I'm working towards it. But please allow me to release that burden in my heart. It's for your sake. Mention every area in your life where you need an answer. And say, Lord, show me. Please cry. Pray this prayer. Show me a way out. This finance thing, there is a way out. This issue between my husband, me and my husband, me and my wife, me and my children, there is a way out. This my not too good superior who wants to bring me pain, there is a way out. The hidden wisdom of God. The classified wisdom of God, ordained for our glory, ordained for our glory, sealed for you with your name on it, with the name of your destiny on it. It's not general wisdom, it's not for everyone, it's not even for every believer. Bespoke for your destiny, answers to your unique destiny. Go ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at me. Look at me. When you went to open your account in the bank, was it at the point of arrival they got those numbers? Those numbers were already there. It's just that they had no owner yet. The day you stepped into the bank, they now gave you an account number. The account number is a miracle to you, not to the accountant. The numbers have been prepared already. And from the day you got it, any other person that tries to get that account number is a fraudulent person, because it is connected to your name alone. This is how the wisdom of God is. Bespoke to you. God knew that He has called you to be an extraordinary man of God. But you have to download that which is for the script of your life. Listen, when God gave me this, let me tell you the truth. This was not what I intended to start the year with. We have a series that was supposed to start, But by Monday, it became strong in my heart. And God said he wanted me to start this way. And we can go through the series later on. And I looked forward to seeing what this would do in your life. Listen, make a covenant with yourself. And this is the promise. The only thank you gift you can give me for what you are hearing is listen to this message at least 3 times. Please. I'm speaking to you with the heart of a father. Listen to this message at least 3 times. Discipline yourself. Carry this consciousness. There is a way out. You go for a family meeting and they are saying, you see this, there is a script in the heart of the father. There is a way out. Even in Abuja, yes sir. Even in that nation, yes. The mortgage issue has a way out. My dear brother in US and Canada and UK, there is a way out. Ministry finances, nobody is bringing money. There is a way out with integrity. Listen, this was the secret of Job in the days of my youth. The secret of the Lord was upon my tabernacle. That was his description of the hidden wisdom of God. That the young man saw him and stood. Listen, I prayed this thing even in my own life before I came in. I prayed in my own life. I said, Lord, thank you for the dimension I've seen. But there are many downloads. If it's a network problem, I will work on it. You know, sometimes there can be a network problem. You download something that should arrive in 1 minute and for 5 hours, and sometimes it just cancels out. I'm praying for you. That network problem is your connection with the Holy Spirit, your patience in the place of prayer, your patience in the place of worship, and by deep meditation. Wake up in the night with a clean notebook, and sometimes you just keep quiet, and the Spirit of God says, let me download the next 10 years. Right. The door I'm opening for you will start in America first, then China first, before Africa. And you say, it does not make sense. He said, just write it. Pray that prayer. Lord, I am ready for the next season of my life. Reveal the strategy. I tap into the ancient wisdom that resides within the heart of the Father. Scripted for my glory. Scripted for my destiny. Sealed and classified. Awaiting my hunger. Sealed and classified. Awaiting my cry. Sealed and classified, awaiting the day of adversity. And now that that day has come, I place a demand by the Spirit. I place a demand. Let the file that contains the sealed and classified information, strategies for my destiny, for my joy, for my peace. I need to know in this season the things that pertain to my peace, the things that pertain to my rest. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I decree and I declare over you, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, beginning from this night, some of you will have, even though some of you may have been having nonsense dreams, but this one, it will be purified as a package from heaven. Purified as a package from heaven. In one night, you will see 10 years. I say to you prophetically, you go to bed in one night, you will see a script that unfolds 10 years. We are praying, you are receiving dreams. You go to bed in the night, and all of a sudden, like Joseph, you will begin to see scripts of your destiny. Supernatural solutions. You will see how to make the fatted calf and all of that to multiply. God will begin to show you what to do. Receive it in Jesus' name. Number two, you will open your Bible and the Spirit of Truth will take you to the exact point that carries your answers. The exact point that carries your answers. Number three, the Holy Spirit will move upon your spirit. It's called the witness of the Spirit. You will know you are in the right place. You will know you are talking to the right person. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. any prophetic word programmed for you to hear and it's a lie, intended to confuse you in this season, I cancel it right now. Any prophetic word that is accurate, that should move you forward, and yet your ears is not inclined to hearing it, I declare clarity of understanding. In the name of Jesus, God will lead you to a message online that in 5 minutes he would have answered your question. God will lead you to a book to read. It may even be a book that is already in your house. May God lead you. You have a lot of books, but may your eyes go to the direct book that has the answer. May God lead you to an article online that will grant you solutions on what to do. In the name of Jesus, as God is speaking to you, may he speak to your helper so that the journey will not be difficult. As he's speaking to you, may he speak to your helper. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Every deceitful speaking that came to you as a strategy and you are faithfully executing it, but it's not bringing the glory of God out of your life, I decree and declare, may that strategy be deleted from your spirit, deleted from your mind, deleted from your consciousness. Say, I go forward. Say, I advance. Say, I manifest dominion by the classified wisdom of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, wave your hands to Jesus and give him praise. Wave your hands and give him praise. In the name of Jesus. Let's all stand. Our time is gone. I want to pray for you now. Apostle, I'm not saved. Remember, I told you that this wisdom is only privy. It is classified, it is sealed, bespoke, the heritage of those who are in Christ, not on earth, in Christ. The hidden wisdom is for those who are in Christ, not just for those who are on earth. Wherever you are saying, Apostle, please lead me to Jesus. I want to make it right with him. He's the fountain of wisdom. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It says, but fools despise knowledge and instruction. You are hearing an instruction now to make your ways right. A fool is one who says in his heart, there is no God. There is a God that rules over the affairs of men. I want to give you an opportunity to make it right with Jesus. You can choose to ignore the call. But for someone who is saying, I'm tired of making foolish decisions. I am tired of living in sin. Tired of living in the flesh. I want my life aligned. Wherever you are, as I count 1 to 5, boldly leave your seat. God bless you. God bless you, my dear brother. Leave your seat quickly. Your bags, your Bibles, whatever you came to church with. Let's celebrate them as they come. This is the initial process, the authorized process that brings you into that experience. You have to declare the Lordship of Christ over your life to have his spirit. And when you have his spirit and you're taught how to engage the spirit, you tap into the hidden wisdom that is ordained for your glory. Keep coming. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. One more minute, if you are still coming, please come. Don't mind who is looking at you. They are not laughing at you. They are celebrating with you. In this house, we rejoice with those who come. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you for those who are online or across the overflows. You are tapping into the wisdom of God right now by making this declaration. Make sure you make it truly from the depth of your heart. Lift your right hand. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Go ahead. Say, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I have heard your word. I believe you are the wisdom of God. I declare that I'm unable to help myself, but I love you with all my heart. This night, I declare that you are my Savior, you are my Lord, and you are my King. The power of sin, Satan, hell and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight till forever, I'm a child of God. I go from glory to glory, grace to grace. Amen. Father, I bless these ones who have come declaring your lordship over their lives. That includes those who are making this declaration online and those who are scattered across the overflows. By the authority of God's word, I declare your sins forgiven. I call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. You are empowered to enjoy a life of victory. You have access to this grace, even by His Spirit. In the name of Jesus, welcome to the realm of victory. In Jesus' name I pray. Please look to my right. You will see the counselors waving the placard. Please do follow them. They'll have a prayer with you very, very quickly. And then we're done. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rise up on your feet. We're wrapping up the service. Remember my admonishment. Listen to this message at least 3 times. And send it to as many persons. They may not take it serious, but tell them, please, I beseech you by the message of God, do listen to this message. Someone is celebrating their birthdays. You can buy the cake, but tell them, here is a gift for you. I want the next 1 year of your life to be beauty and glory always. And since He said this is the year of His power, this is how His power is made manifest. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you glory. We honor you. To you be all the praise. Thank you for empowering us with superior knowledge. Now we know that there is always a way out. Now we know that we can access superior insights, strategies that attend to our unique situations by the wisdom of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, afresh, we submit to you, to your leadership, and we submit to your lordship. We decree and declare that you will guide us even through this week. May we find the wisdom of God that's been classified, it's been sealed for our glory. And Lord, may your glory begin to be revealed in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you for your patience. May God bless you. Let's share the grace together in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, may it rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Beside to someone, say, there is a way out. See you next week.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676 7655. +233 2676 7655. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.